We're back again with the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we're studying about the events that took place at the institution of the Lord's Supper. Now, our text is, our primary text is from Luke chapter 22. We're going to be looking at other passages from Matthew, Mark, and John that relate to this, and try to put all these together. And sometimes this is a little difficult. It's hard to know the exact chronology, and even sometimes it's hard to determine the exact time in which these things took place. But the best reckoning we can have is that the Lord's Supper was instituted the Thursday evening in the upper room before Jesus went into Jerusalem, before he went to Gethsemane and prayed that night, being crucified then the next day on Friday and being raised from the dead on Sunday. Now, there are some different chronologies of that, but that seems to be the one that fits the case the best most of the time. And also, in reading these different accounts, it's sometimes hard to put exactly what happened in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in chronological order, not because there's any difficulty and knowing what happened, but which event happened before the other is sometimes a little difficult. And we'll wade through that as best we can, but whether we get the chronology right or not, we can get the substance of it correct when we study what the Bible says about this. And one of the things that is of interest is that while Jesus was instituting the Lord's Supper that night in that upper room, among his apostles that were there was contention among them over who should be the greatest. And that's what we're going to look at here in just a moment. Now, before we do, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by a Sunday morning time of worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying a Sunday school lesson that was prepared by E. A. Elam for the Sunday schools of January the 18th, 1925. Now let's get to our lesson. We read in Luke 22 and verse 14, "And when the hour was come, he sat down and his apostles with him." This was the proper time. Jesus sat down and the apostles with him. And at this time, it seems the contention over who should be the greatest began to arise. It may have manifested itself in an effort to occupy the chief seats at the table. At least twice Jesus had this question been asked by the apostles and answered by Jesus. Let me read to you the accounts of that. We're going to begin in Matthew 18, 1 through 4. Here we read, "In that hour came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And he called to them a little child, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye turn and become as little children, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." Let me read now to you from the book of Mark, chapter 9, verses 33 through 37. "And they came to Capernaum. And when he was in the house, he asked them, What were you reasoning on the way? But they held their peace, for they had disputed one with another on the way, who was the greatest. And he sat down and called the 12, and he said unto them, If any man would be first, he shall be last of all, and servant of all. And he took a little child, and set him in the midst of them. And taking him in his arms, he said unto them, Whosoever shall receive one of such little children in my name receiveth me, and whoso receiveth me receiveth not me, but him that sent me. In the book of Luke, chapter 9, in verses 46 through 48, we read, And there arose a reasoning among them, which of them was the greatest. But Jesus saw the reasoning of their heart. He took a little child and set him by his side, and said unto them, Whosoever shall receive this little child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever shall receive me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you all, the same is great. And let me read to you this account from Matthew chapter 20, beginning in verse 20 and going down through verse 28. There came to him the mother of the sons of Zebedee with her sons, worshipping him and asking a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, What wouldest thou? She said unto him, Command that these two, my two sons, may sit one on the right hand and one on the left hand in thy kingdom. But Jesus answered and said, You know not what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am to drink? And they said unto him, We are able. He said unto them, My cup indeed ye shall drink. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it is for them for whom it hath been prepared of my Father. And when the ten heard it, they were moved with indignation concerning the two brethren. But Jesus called unto them and said, Know ye know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Not so shall it be among you, but whosoever would become great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever would be first among you shall be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. So on the occasion of this lesson, Jesus answered this question by humbly washing the apostles' feet. Let me turn to John chapter 13, verses 1 through 15, and read that account to you. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour was come, that he should depart out of the world unto his Father, having loved his own that were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And during supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he came forth from God, and goeth unto God, raiseth from supper, and layeth aside his garments, and he took a towel, and girded himself. Then he poured water into the basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. So he cometh to Simon Peter. He said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt understand hereafter. Peter said unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is bathed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew him that should betray him. Therefore he said, Ye are clean, but not all. So when he had washed their feet, and taken his garments, and sat down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? Ye call me teacher and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, the Lord and the teacher, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done. Verily I say unto you, a servant is not greater than his Lord, neither one that is sent greater than him that sent him. If ye know these things, blessed are ye if ye do them. I speak not of you all. I know whom I have chosen, but that the Scripture may be fulfilled. He that eateth my bread lifteth up his heel against me. From henceforth I tell you, before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me, and he that receiveth him that sent me. So we see from this account in the book of John that Jesus showed by this example that the servant of all is the greatest. To serve others, to serve humbly, is to be great in Christ's kingdom. Now the subtitle in the Sunday school lesson reads, Jesus announced that one of his apostles would betray him. After washing his apostles' feet, all resumed their place at the table. They reclined on couches, resting the left arm, leaving the right arm free, while his feet were extending behind them and under the table. He was sitting, that is, he was reclining at meat with his 12 disciples, Matthew 26:20. Seated thus, we understand how John was at the table reclining in Jesus' bosom. John 13, verses 21 through 25. This is where we read this. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified, said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. The disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. There was at the table, reclining in Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him and said to him, Tell us who it is of whom he speaketh. He, leaning back as he was on Jesus' breast, said unto him, Who is it? Jesus therefore answered, He it is for whom I shall dip the sop and give it him. So when he had dipped the sop, he taketh and giveth it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. And after the sop, then entered Satan into him. Jesus therefore said unto him, What thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this of him. For some thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, Buy what things we have need of for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went out straightway, and it was night. I think it's interesting how that ends. It was night. Night with ebon pinion brooded over the veil, we sometimes sing. It was dark. It was not just dark on the outside. It was night in the soul of Judas that was going out to betray him. And so Jesus were quietly sitting at the table, made that startling statement. Verily I say unto you, one of you shall betray me. But the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man indeed goeth as it has been determined, as God had determined, and the prophets had foretold. But Jesus said, Woe unto that man through whom he is betrayed! Good it were that that man should never have been born. It's in John 13:21 where John said, where it says that he was troubled in spirit. He was filled with sorrow and moved with indignation that a traitor was present in the band ready to destroy him. Jesus had foretold his betrayal before this, but he'd never before said that the betrayer was one of the 12. He had said before that one was a devil. But none knew then of whom he spake. This statement filled the apostles with sorrow, and they looked upon one another, doubting of whom he spake. John 13:22. We're going to be continuing this in our next class, and so you may want to mark that spot in your Bible and follow along with us in the Warren County Radio Bible School.